Hi guys, welcome to another episode of our Red Doors podcast. I'm Tony, if you haven't heard me already. I work for, obviously, Red Door IT. I'm an account manager. I've been there 7 years. The business itself has been going for now about 15 sort of years. Mm-hmm. We're based in Croydon, not far from the Purley Way, if you know the big twin towers, let's call it. You know, we're based just there. I'm joined today with one of our technicians, James.
Yeah, that's me, and this is my third year with Red Door. Seen a lot in 3 years. It's been a lot of a journey. When Tony's been there from the start, and here we are now in a podcast booth together. You know, we've done a couple episodes so far, and we've had a great time, haven't we?
We have, yeah, and some of the feedback that we've had's been certainly positive. So, yeah, it's been good, and I like to think that these podcasts are informative and, you know, really sort of helps you guys with certain practices, with, you know, the business, the security side of things, management side of things, so stuff like that. So so today's podcast, we're going to sort of have a chat about, we're evidently approaching the new year, and there are quite some...
Talking about New Year already. Halloween's just finished. We haven't got through Christmas, and here you are talking about New Year.
I know, but we've got some exciting stuff coming up, obviously, within the New Year. So any of you sort of, I'm sure you sort of IT guys would most probably already know it, but there are some elements that I do feel we need to sort of highlight, certainly for the people that might not necessarily be, you know, IT savvy, let's call them. So, New Year's coming in. So, James, have you got any New Year's resolutions? Let's kick it off with a bit of a chit-chat first, shall we?
Maybe a bit more discipline. I don't mean from like a military discipline. I'm going to get up at 5 in the morning and do 50 push-ups. No, I mean like, you know, lay off the sugar a bit, my coffee. You know, maybe...
Coffee? Oh, I love my coffee.
Yeah.
So, New Year's resolution is be a bit stricter on yourself.
I guess so. Yeah.
Are you gonna go on to some sort of fitness diet or something? Or?
You know, I don't think I have the bravery to ask our dear Kirsten in the office for a larger shirt size. So I'm sure lose some weight so I can stay in.
Hey, look, the temple that you're donning already. You know, why do you want to lose that?
Well, you know, maybe I could. If I've been really good, I really hit all my targets, I might get one of the accounts team blue polo shirts.
You've got to swap sides for that. You need to come to the light side. At the moment, you're still sitting in the tech side, which is labelled as us as the dark side. So,
the dark side.
Yeah, that's right. If you're a Star Wars fan, I'm sure you understand that. So,
that's it. You know what? You know, I think another benefit of these podcasts as well, because it's so easy to have these informative talks be an absolute snore fest. You know. When IT companies do death by PowerPoint presentations, where it's like, oh, slide 552 on talking about your password complexity.
You've got to nudge these guys to wake them back up, haven't you, sometimes?
Exactly. So I think it's a real achievement. You know, imagine to do an IT informative podcast and it'd be remotely entertaining.
So talking about New Year, obviously, maybe jump the gun a little bit, but obviously we've got Christmas coming up, fast approaching. What are we talking, 4 weeks, 5 weeks now?
Yeah. I can only hear Mariah Carey on the radio. if you listen
to Smooth, I think they already start playing the Christmas hits. So have you wrote your Santa list yet? Have you got any?
Well, in the Red Door, you know, office, we're doing an internal secret Santa.
Yes,
I think that's a secret, you know, for us to share that. But obviously, we can't say who we've got this year.
No,
but let's talk about last year, because we never actually spoke about that. That's the one downside to Secret Santa, you know, you never really have the reflection of, oh, did I get them the right from the end? I thought about it for ages. Is that what they really wanted?
Right.
You know, so I'll start really. I mean, I have to admit, I had you last year.
Right, okay.
And I got you a pack of golf balls.
So for anybody that doesn't know, yes, I play golf. Not great at it, but yes, I play golf.
And I'm not cheap, by the way. We had a capped limit. What was it, £25?
£20, £25, something like that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, that's why I thought, you know, would match your personality, match your hobbies, and match the budget at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, big question is, Tony, 1 year later, where are those golf balls?
Most probably in some bushes, you know, in a pond, maybe on a road somewhere if I've literally hit the ball well out of bounds. I definitely haven't got those 12 golf balls that you would have got me last year. So, I'm so sorry, James. Yeah, I'm so sorry, James. I did, yeah. I might have shouted as well along the way, but yeah, or cut myself trying to find them. But yeah, no, I definitely won't have those 12 golf balls that you brought me 12 months ago.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
So who did you have?
I had Kyle last year. You know, so Kyle's another one of our technicians. So with the Secret Santa that we do, that you can sort of have a wish list, if you like. And I remember Kyle put some, he wanted some Nike socks. Just plain white Nike.
Nike boy doesn't do free stripes.
No, that's right. Okay. No. So, yeah, I ended up going to get Kyle a couple of pairs of the Nike socks. And I think I got him a chocolate bar as well or something like that. So, yeah, I'm sure, I don't know whether he's still using them or...
You know, like the stereotypical view is like, oh, you know, you've matured a bit when you ask for socks for Christmas and you actually get it. But socks and a chocolate bar—that's kind of like holding on to your teenage years.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Kyle is only young, so you know. Yeah, bless him. But I can't tell you who I got this year. But the person I have has got a wish list, so let's say that he'll be getting something that he wants.
Ah, he'll be getting something.
Oh, there you go. So,
give it away.
You're leading me down that path, James, and I don't want to answer who I've got, so, yes.
Obviously, if you are a listener and you want to know who these names are we're mentioning about, go to our website, www.reddoor.net, and go to the About Us page.
You can meet the team.
Yeah, meet the team. There's headshots of all of us. I think there's even like a little blurb as well.
Yeah, so it gives us a bit of a bit of an overview, really, of what we like and what we do in our sort of personal lives and what hobbies we sort of follow and things like that. So, yeah, please, feel free.
They already got a head start. You know that Kyle likes socks and chocolate. And you know Tony can't play golf very well.
Yeah, thanks for that one. So let's talk about what's coming up in 2025.
Yes,
so one of the big talking topics in the IT world is the fact that Windows 10 is obviously ending life, let's call it, come October 2025. So really sort of, again, that informative part of the podcast, you know, why are we telling customers that they need to obviously upgrade to Windows 11?
Yeah, and this is so important because if you're an existing customer and you've seen me on site before, no doubt we would have spoke about this. Windows 10 came out 2015. Usually Microsoft hold like a 10-year life cycle for their operating systems. Windows 7 came out 2009, and at some point, I think I want to say 2019 is when it stopped. End of life is basically the definition of when an operating system... It's still out there. You can still install it. You can use it, install programs, browser, web, all that sort of stuff. But Microsoft, from a vendor's point of view, they will no longer support it with updates, security patches, hot fixes, or if you call them and say, I need support with this, they just won't acknowledge it. We spoke about it in our last podcast as well, updating your device, how important it is to plug in vulnerabilities from cyber attackers and cyber criminals. So if you've got an operating system that's no longer receiving updates, patches, and protective elements against these cyber threats that are emerging, then you have a vulnerable operating system. And of course, the operating system, what it does is runs your computer and allows you to interface with your computer to see your files, manipulate data, share data, open it, edit it.
I think as well, being one of the big things you just mentioned then, obviously the fact that the updates, if you like, for Windows 10 will stop, it then certainly the machine itself then becomes vulnerable for the pure reason that it's not receiving those sort of new updates to plug those holes that are potentials for hackers or, to get into that machine.
Yeah, exactly. So, drawing that same comparison, Windows 10 came out 2015, next year's 2025, that reaches the sort of 10-year lifespan of this iteration of Microsoft's operating system. Windows 11, of course, has been out for a few years now, and it's meant to be a direct replacement for Windows 10. Microsoft have deemed 14th of October 2025 as the actual deadline date.
It's the cut-off point, guys.
Yeah, they deem it end of life. Now, of course, your computer will still work, it will still turn on, but one, it will be vulnerable.
So don't do any online banking and things like that. Certainly.
And two, I think from a Red Door perspective as well, from a support standpoint, it's especially if you're a customer that has Cyber Essentials as we do, we can't support your computer if it's on Windows 10.
No, that's right.
Because we can't prove that it's a safe and secure device to host company data. So you must consider between now and 14th of October 2025 upgrading your PC to a Windows 11 compatible one.
Yeah, so I mean, look, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to replace the whole device. You can buy the Windows 11 upgrade software if you wanted to. There are multiple machines out there that certainly will support that Windows 11.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, cut you off.
Okay, carry on. No, it's all right. I wonder what you were doing. Windows 11. Obviously, you know, look, we can. You don't necessarily have to replace the machine, the bit of tin metal or the laptop that you're using, whatever it is. It might be eligible for an upgrade. The upgrade, you can just buy, obviously, the license itself and then freshly install that on that device, which will then make it safe, secure, etc. going forward. So that's one of the big things. That's one of the big topics. So, guys, yes, as James just sort of mentioned, let me reiterate it. 14th of October, when Microsoft are switching off that, if you like, Windows 10 support. So ensure that you've sort of replaced or upgraded that software device before that time, because you don't want to be doing it thereafter. One of the other big topics is certainly, you just touched on it a second ago with regards to Cyber Essentials. Cyber Essentials, being certified, we're certified to be able to do that. So, you know, really sort of putting Cyber Essentials certification on customers really sort of shows that they're doing their utmost to protect from cybersecurity.
And it's an annual certificate, right?
It is, yes,
so
that's correct.
So in the same breath, thinking about goals for 2025, if you're a Cyber Essentials certificate holder, just like we would have to do as well, the topic about renewing it is something worth bringing up.
Yeah.
Again, Cyber Essentials is a big form, and you have to prove, you know, how you manage, store, administrate, you know, your data, your environment, your infrastructure. And a lot of those answers from the previous year might not have changed, but some might have as well. So,
and processes might have changed as well. You know, it's
people yeah. might have changed. You know, who was your sort of data officer or someone that was a primary contact for all things IT, that might have changed.
IT policies may have changed. Yeah. You know, that's another big thing that obviously we deal with any sort of customers, or certainly that existing or new customers, we issue them IT policies. So, you know, that Cyber Essentials again really sort of highlights that and shows that you're doing everything you can to be safe, secure. And also one of the massive benefits is the fact that, you know, you get that little blue tick at the end of it that you can display on your website, email signature and stuff. You know, Cyber Essentials, we'll just briefly touch on it for a second, but, you know, certainly working with local authorities, having Cyber Essentials in place would mean that you can work with the local authorities. So you might find if you're like a construction company that are putting out tenders, they're not the people that you're speaking to, dealing with, might not necessarily shortlist you if you haven't got that sort of cyber essential certification. So again, from a business perspective, especially if you're trying to grow, that is 100% something to certainly put in place. Not only just to be safe and secure, but obviously then as well, you're sort of opening your market to look at obtaining more businesses.
You had me at the blue tick there. I'm thinking about Instagram and formerly Twitter now X, you know, where you have the verification.
That's right.
Check.
You can have that
for your business.
So not only obviously with Cyber Essentials, but you know, look, you can get Cyber Essentials Plus. So, you know, yeah, that's another layer. That's another level, let's call it. That's like, you know, the next step. That's the next big thing. Once you've got Cyber Essentials, you can then get what they call Cyber Essentials Plus. And I suppose an easy analogy is a bit like if you imagine an MOT for your car. Cyber Essentials is very much like an MOT that you have an annual check. We tick the boxes. We fill out and manage the sort of survey and give them the process that you do. And then one, if you like, that year that Cyber Essentials certification is validated for that year, So it's more like a sort of one-off check, or an annual one-off check, let's call it. Whereas Cyber Essentials Plus is something that's more 24/7 monitoring. It's, you know, it's an MOT every day, let's call it, or every second of the day, let's call it. Yeah. You know, it's continuously monitored, opposed to that sort of like one-off and then or the annual check, and then, you know, it's something that you have to go back.
What? You know what I mean? In IT, there was it's not just IT. You can't blame IT. Everything. There's always like this premium version. There's a pro. There's a plus. There's a pro max. There's never really a basic version of anything anymore. Do you remember when things used to be? There was three tiers of like products and services. There was Lite, L-I-T-E.
Yeah.
There was the standard one, and then there was pro.
Yeah.
Now you don't have Lite. You just have normal, you have plus or pro, and then you know, in some cases, I'm thinking about a phone here, obviously, you have a pro max version, which is just size difference. So it can be very difficult sometimes, and especially from a customer's point of view, almost frustrating to think, oh, I just about got my head wrapped around what this thing is, this Cyber Essentials thing, and why I need it. And now they're telling me there's a plus version.
So,
come on, Tony.
Wow, so funny you should mention that. So one of the things that we're sort of redoing at Red Door is not that you guys might want to know all of this, but one of the new things that we're doing is our pricing structure. So we are bracketing that into we haven't finalized the names yet, but it's sort of like a Red Pro, Red Elite, Red Platinum element. That's going to be for customers that want to dive into for instance like Cyber Essentials. So you know, you get your monitoring, your management, you get your antivirus, you get your DNS protection. There are multiple security sections. Then you got, if you like, Red Pro, let's call it, that you'll have support, you'll have, you know, like the on-site checks, your weekly checks. You know, we're trying to put in like the awareness training. You've got other products like dark web, so domain phishing, things like that. And then, as I say, Cyber Essentials Plus certification, okay, et cetera. So, you know, look, we're trying something. And that's going to be new for 2025. So that's really hot topic, actually. Wow. So yeah, well said, James.
Different shades of that colour, you know, maybe like the pink entry package.
I don't know about that, but I think it's more to do with the wording element. Okay. But and then what's included with those services. So yeah, that's certainly something to we will hope promote about. So
I don't think we're closed-minded. I think you know, we'll value the input of some of our customers as well. So if you have an idea for what you want to see this naming package,
feel free.
Email us.
Yeah,
it could be, you know, the red red cat flap, then the red door, then the red double door, you know?
Red double door. I like that. I tell you what, if anyone wants to produce some ideas for our sort of services packages, maybe we can send them a free pad and pen, let's call it.
Our Red Dog,
we love our merch. So yeah, be good. Yeah.
Amazing.
One of the other things, obviously 2025, you mentioned it earlier, James, domains. So
Yes. So domains. So you're a small business owner. You've gone on the likes of GoDaddy. I'm going to say GoDaddy because Red Door, we're partners with GoDaddy, and we host a number of our customers' domains on that same platform. But say you're on there, you purchase a domain, you've got your dream website for your business, you know, Tom's Cat Flaps, let's call it, you know, and you register on a website against that, and only the customers are browsing to it, placing orders, all that sort of fun stuff. Now, your domain, it's not necessarily a purchase and ownership. When you purchase domain, you're really leasing it. You don't actually own that domain website forever. So you know, you might get barraged by emails every single year around the same point that says, oh, your subscription's due, your card has expired, renew now to avoid losing your domain.
Uh-huh.
All that sort of stuff. And it might not be no fault of your own, but you might just be swamped under so many emails you just miss it. So to avoid the risk of, you know, you losing that domain and then someone taking it over, and then you potentially losing your website and confusing all of your customers, we can offer to host it for you. as I mentioned, we're partners with GoDaddy.
Yeah.
We renew it all in one swoop along with all of our other customers' domains, and we'll just always ensure it's always there, protected and paid
for. See, yeah, because the last thing you want is for your emails to stop working over the weekend when someone's forgotten to update the credit card details. We have. Where someone's forgotten to update the credit card details on the GoDaddy site, let's call it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you've got people reaching out saying, why have I got no emails? And then obviously it's come a light that, yeah, it's because the domain had expired and obviously it hadn't been renewed. So, yeah, obviously if you don't want any downtime, that's certainly something that, you should certainly look at getting
And then managed. Maybe from a billing point of view as well, you know, if you want to culminate your IT bills into one go, really, it's one less extra invoice you've got to manage. You know, you can think, okay, there'll be one big bill from Red Door, it will cover everything, my desktop support, my certification renewal, my domains.
So Red Door do an umbrella of products and services, you know, anything from sort of like internet supply, VoIP, to managed services such as, you know, IT support, to antivirus, you've got ransomware. There are so many different products and services that we offer that some businesses, it certainly suits the fact that it's all under that one roof. So if you've got an issue on site or if you've got a problem, it's literally that one phone call, you speak to a technical and then they get that issue resolved. And you know it's then all, it's all under that one management. It comes out on that one invoice sort of thing. So yeah, it's much easier for you guys. And it gives you that peace of mind to know that it's all right, Red Door got it sort of thing. So, yeah. So have you got much planned for this afternoon? Are you doing anything this afternoon, James?
This afternoon, well, it depends where you're taking me for lunch, Tony.
I'm not taking you anywhere for lunch. I'll give you a clue.
No, I got a packed lunch waiting for me back in the office. But
what, jam sandwiches?
Jam sarnies, yeah, exactly. What's Paddington's sandwich? He has the
marmalade.
One, that's it. So, marmalade sandwiches.
Yes.
I'm a service desk engineer, so I've got to go back to the service desk and see some of the tickets you guys have put through.
Yes. I've got a meeting this afternoon at a customer's, and obviously, so if you are a Red Door customer, you'll know that Red Door offer our Christmas hampers, and being it's that time of the year, I'm going to be Santa with Aidan, our other account manager, as my little helper, let's call him an elf. Mm-hmm. He's going to be joining me delivering some of these hampers. So, yeah, it'd be a good surprise for you because I'll give you a clue.
Now, you have to commit to this now.
Well, no, that's right. I will be. So, it's not your normal hamper this year by Red Door. We've got something special and they need to be delivered before the 1st of December. So, there's a clue.
Hold on. Something, it's not your normal hamper. Does that mean our customers are getting something smaller and cheaper?
Oh, no. Far from it. As I just said, here's the clue. They've got to be delivered before the 1st of December.
Right.
So, yeah, they've all been handmade. They've all been
Hand-picked.
There we go, yeah. All of the surprises have been hand-picked for our customers. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Did you and Aidan assemble these together?
We didn't, no. This would be somebody else in the office that has done that. So, yeah, a couple of other people in the office. So, yes, indeed.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm sure if you're a customer of ours already and you're listening, you'll be seeing me very, very shortly with your... With your hamper. So yes.
Are you guys both going to be dressed in red, or is Aidan going to be?
No, green? I'll be donning the blue polo shirt. Aidan will be donning the white. I expect.
Okay, at least a Santa hat and some bells. Maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we've got Christmas Jumper Day coming up soon as well, haven't we? So that's when we'll be wearing the bells and the flashing lights and the funky Christmas jumpers. So yeah. Guys, thank you for listening. Obviously, if you're new to the show, feel free to check us out on www.reddoor.net. James mentioned earlier, obviously, follow us on the YouTube page.
YouTube, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah.
Not on Snapchat yet. I don't think anyone uses
Snapchat. Not Snapchat. But yeah, follow us. Obviously, as I just said, feel free. Check us out on the website.
Call us, visit us even.
Yeah, we're based in Croydon, as I said. So yeah, no worries. Well, thank you for listening, guys. And yeah, hopefully you'll hear the next pod as well. Thank you.
Till then.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.